what I call divine music by Saroja Ramanujam. I have heard the stalwarts of yesteryear like Aryakudi Ramanuja Iyengar, Madhuremani Iyer, GNB, etc., and had been a devout concert goer for more than 30 years. Now, I have zeroed down to Shesh Gopalan, as his music alone gives me that divine experience. At my age, I look for spiritual uplift through music, which I get only in the music of TNS. When God chooses to appear to me through the music of TNS, who am I to prevent him? When a musician committed to his art sings, the Nad Brahmam is manifest in his music, even perhaps without his knowledge. And the listener, who is attuned to the spirit of the singer, which is trying to express the divinity through his music, is able to feel the presence of God. I'm writing this through my own experience. When a singer forgets himself in his music, he becomes one with God. The listener who has same wavelength is able to experience the divine presence. This happens not only with the Sahitya Bhava, but also during the Raga Alapna or Swara Prastara, which proves that Bhava in music is not confined to words or language. That is why I feel that words are only auxiliary and not prerequisite to Bhava Sangitam. If the musician contacts the divinity through his music, he is able to communicate it to the fortunate Rasika, who is a Sride, and receives the divine outburst of the musician like a well-tuned wireless receiver equipment. When that happens, the Rasika is no more satisfied with anything less, like the mongoose in Mahabharata, which became golden in one half and was not satisfied with anything which could not make his other half golden too. The concerts of TNS are audio visuals. For instance, in the concert, when he was awarded the title of Sivanisai Selvan by the Papnasam Sivan Rasigar Sangam, TNS sang the Kriti Dhanige Valar Sarvanubhav in Todi. One could actually see the playful dance of the peacock when he sang the line Tuli Vilayade Vrum Toge Mail. Later in the song, Enna Tavam Seidane, TNS depicted Krishna calling his mother in different moods, Amma Yendrarekka, as only he can do, bringing out the full significance of the Sahitya Bhava. When he reached the part of the song, Uralil Katti, Vai Poti Kenjavai Thai, it was a different story altogether. The Rasikas witnessed the difficulty Yashodha experienced in trying to tie the Prabrahmam to the mortar and the enchanting scene in which Krishna was entreating his mother, Kenjavai Thai Kannane, all being presented visually in the mode of singing. TNS is not a mere Isai Selvar, but also a Il Isai Nadaga Selvar, as all the three aspects are present in his music. It made this Rasika exclaim, Enna Tavam Seidomo, to listen to such music and to be able to understand and appreciate its merit.